Hello and welcome back to Horror in Heels. I'm your host, Alicia.
And I'm Jen.
And today we just want to take a quick moment. I know you guys have heard me talk about my love of Jeopardy on the podcast before. Our condolences are with all of Mr. Trebek's family at this time. He brought joy to many people's lives over his years on television. And we hope that he rests in peace. Also, on a happier note, thank you once again so much to Joe Russo for last week's interview.
Yes, yes. That was
so much fun. He's welcome. I'm going to say this. I didn't even ask Jen. He's next time. Honestly, he was just a blast to sit and hang around. And what a wealth of knowledge just about the process, which I enjoy learning things. That's one of my favorite things. And just to be able to ask somebody questions about just great things like stunts, like who knew you land on cardboard boxes?
Yeah, that right? Oh my God.
Hella horrible, but I know.
Well, you know, he's done the writer, the producer. He's done, like, all the fat. The only thing he hasn't done yet is acted. So I think he needs to put himself in a cameo in one of his own movies.
And also, just a little public service announcement. If you live and own property in the state of New York, if your neighbor has a tree that looks wonky or looks like it's dying, let them know in writing. Send a certified letter. If you don't, it will be 100% your responsibility when and if that tree falls on your property.
Alicia, you sound like you're talking from personal experience.
I might be. Had some windstorms this week, and my neighbor's tree fell on my shed, so I'm dealing with that. And you know what? We are blessed people. Nobody was hurt. We weren't out in the yard playing when that happened. So that's that, and we are blessed that we have homeowners insurance and everything will be okay, but just know that for yourselves, because I stupidly assumed if something was on somebody's property, it was immediately their responsibility.
That's what I would say.
And like, that is not the case. Also, we're coming into the holiday season. Spread some cheer. But also be mindful that there are people out there who use this time to take advantage of other people before giving your monies to any organizations, any gift swaps or anything. Really just do your due diligence so that you don't get scammed, because we love you all and we don't want
no scammies. Check your parents. Check your parents' emails. Make sure they're not sending people money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Anything that comes from Hotmail or Earthlink. Yes. not good. Not on the up and up. No. AOL. My dad still uses AOL. And I'm like, Dad, nobody's going to be taking you seriously. He doesn't care. It's fine.
Well, and to be fair, your father's like, well, Jen, I've had the same 7 contacts for my entire life. They know this is me. And I'm sure that's how everybody feels. They're all in the same age bracket. They've all had the same contacts for 1,000 years. When I see Yahoo, and my husband goes, well, I have
that. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Well, my husband goes to me, I go, do you have a Yahoo email? And he's like, yeah. And I go, why? He goes to me, you have to for their fantasy sports leagues.
Okay. So, yes, that is true. I have one, but I don't, that's all that I use it for.
Yeah, that's all I use it for. Yeah. Because I guess I had asked him, or I'd seen somebody like text him like da-da-da-da-da at Yahoo is your email, right? And I was like, you don't have a Yahoo. And he's like, no, that's the fantasy league. And I was like, that's okay. And Ed explained to me that that's the only way Yahoo still makes a profit is those fantasy leagues. So
he is excused because I'm in 3 leagues and they're all on Yahoo. And yes, I had to make an email for that. I don't.
How are your leagues doing, by the way?
Oh man, it's been rough.
It's been a rough season. Overall.
I mean, it has been, but like I keep like in one league, I'm in 9th place. I keep getting partnered just with the worst people. Like this week, I played the highest scoring person. Like if I had played like seven other people I could have won. And so I just keep getting his bad luck lineups. And then the other one, I was projected to win by like 18 points. He beat me by 2 points. So I'm still, I think I'm still going to be in fifth place in that league. And then in my all-female league, I'm in fifth place. I'm not sure what's going to happen there. We have to wait till tonight.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's
Jets versus Patriots is tonight.
Yeah.
So my husband will be out crying in the family room soon, I'm sure.
All right, should we talk about this movie? Because
sure,
about it.
So we did. So since this is going to air this week on Friday the 13th, we decided, since we had already done the original and the remake, to do Freddy vs. Jason, which I had never seen before. So this was fun.
I am shocked. I like, this was a matchup that like I had been looking forward to as a kid. Like, we talked about this while I was a kid, like, oh my god, they should do Freddy versus Jason. When it came out, we were there like premiere night. So much fun.
Going to be real honest, this is why, however, you need diversity in casting, because since I love Jason Ritter, he's the only one of the multitude of boring white men whose name I actually know. And Kelly Rowland.
Yeah.
I mean, also because she was Kelly Rowland and the 2000
right.
vibes were strong in this movie.
Oh,
but I'm just
yeah.
saying, all the other beautiful white women were just awash to me. I don't know who you were. I'm not sure what character you played. You all were great.
Yeah.
Or not.
Did a fabulous horror movie job.
You all got a, did a great job showing your breasts and getting murdered. So. There you go.
And being douchebags.
Yeah. Well, all those men.
Oh.
Let's get into it.
Okay. So, oh, go ahead.
I would like to, we usually don't, but I'd like to start at the very, very beginning.
That's,
I loved the Freddy flashback.
That's what I wanted to start with. That intro.
Great. I thought it was a good way to quickly let you know the premise of the movie. Like, okay, we get it. Freddy has risen. Like, we get
what's happening.
We're not telling 40 minutes of backstory to get to a story. Because
right. Or obvious exposition dialogue. I hate when they talk like,
right.
It sounds like they're talking to us when they're talking to another character. And it's like, this right. sounds like you're just describing this for us. And I can't. That drives me yeah. up the wall.
Yes. God.
Oh,
this is Robert Englund's last time playing Freddy.
Yep.
And he's just great. He's just.
How do you not love Robert Englund? Like,
I know.
He embraces that character.
So good. Yeah.
So much. Let's see.
So that means that this came out after New Nightmare?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So. I'm not sure. Like, New Nightmare is weird because it's, like, in the real world, so it's a little weird to know how it falls into. So, because I guess it's, like, its own franchise, technically.
Okay.
That's what I would think, because it's set in the real world as Freddy's movies being just movies, and that would set, that's a different universe in
that's
my mind.
Not, yeah.
I haven't read anything about that, but to me, that's what that would be. It would be a different universe. So this is a continuation from the last movie before New Nightmare. Which I think it says.
Well, obviously, and this is after Jason goes to hell.
Yes, because, and that, at the end, I think it was the end of that one, they actually had the Jason mask on the ground.
Right.
And the Freddy claw comes up and grabs the Jason mask. So they kind of had alluded to something like that, which in the theater, we were like, oh my god! We were really excited. Betsy Palmer turned down this role.
Okay, can we talk about that for a second? Betsy, darling.
Like,
I looked up your IMDb.
That's what I was going to do.
You did TV before and TV after, but you're over here throwing away roles?
Because she said, because they have to hear because it was too small. So all respect to Betsy Palmer. She's Mrs. Voorhees. Everyone in the horror community respects her.
But even now I'm stuck with this horrible Miss Voorhees semi look-alike.
Right.
I don't think they should have done. Now just do voiceover. If you couldn't get her, just VO.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
have it in his head. Don't have him seeing her.
Yeah. But then, I guess
or have him see her, listen, you own the stock footage.
Right, just get the stock.
Put her standing there and make it so you can obviously tell he's hearing it in his head. Very simple to do. Don't give us this knockoff wannabe.
Although, but then I guess they had to, because then she turns into it's Freddy. So they needed her to be standing there. Because it's not just voiceover. It's her face turns into Freddy. It's Freddy talking to him, not his mom. So I
understand. But once again, it's Freddy Krueger. He is not bound by laws of space or anything. So you really could have played with that many other ways without getting.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I just can't get over that she said it was too small. I'm like, first of all, it's an iconic role. Like, it's not about the size of the role. It's
right.
This iconic role. You're huge in the horror community. Like, come reprise your role and have fun with it. It shouldn't be like I can't do that. That's beneath me. It's like, no, you're a classic icon in horror. Go do this role. Like, I don't know. That frustrates me.
Now, can we just talk? The first lady to get got. Has she never seen Jaws? Doesn't she know that nothing good comes from skinny dipping?
Also, it is cold out there. When I was in Big Bear, we did tubing and stuff, and I was in the water in the daytime, like 80 degree weather, and I thought I was going to die of hypothermia.
Really?
So, I can't even imagine jumping into a lake at night, and God only knows what time of year that was.
Well, based on what the girls were wearing...
Can you go by that in any horror movie?
But I'm just saying it did seem like because this takes place, Springfield, Illinois, right?
It's one of those middle, I'd have to look
at Elm Street. Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah, it's Elm Street.
Oh, but that was Camp Crystal Lake.
Yeah. So that was your side. New Jersey. Now.
That's me. I will say, no way that lake was warm enough. While school was in session, lakes don't get nice and warm here on the East Coast until, and this is if we have a great heat wave mid-June.
So, yes.
You can maybe tube on, like, the surface, but you stick your legs down and you're
That's
like.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, No.
And that was in California. So I can't even imagine anywhere not in California. Like, we're probably the warmest lakes you can get.
Right.
Aside from Arizona. And it was cold. I thought I was going to die of hypothermia. But, you know.
By the way, Lake Havasu, they love to party. Won't stop.
I'm trying can't to go there.
Can't stop. Won't stop. God bless you, Lake Havasu. I don't think I'm cool enough to come. I gotta say that. I've seen pictures. I'm not cool enough. So now, we're at this house party. I don't know why.
It's a gathering. It's a small gathering.
I don't know why anybody's trying to convince anybody that Brett is attractive. Gonna say that. And I'm not saying the actor isn't attractive. That character is not attractive. Also, Trey. If a man ever said to me, don't make me ask you again, or ask you again, I don't even know exactly what he said.
No, he said, don't make me ask you again. Because he says it later, which we will get to.
We'll get to that. Listen, even if you employ me, maybe.
Right?
Maybe you could say that. And really, you could only get away with it if the employee has had a long history.
Of not doing
yourself, okay? You never say that to a friend. You don't say that to a relative. You don't say that to the woman you're trying to boink.
No. Especially not me. I'd be like, I'm sorry, what?
No. Let me show you this amazing front door that we have.
It opens and closes.
With you That's on the right. other side.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Brett, get your friend before your friend is going to get got.
He's going to get.
And it won't be by Jason.
Yeah, no. Yeah, he was such a douchebag.
such a douchebag. Now, this is what I learned about myself, is my love of listening. I can't take a shower without noise, West Ippy music.
Pop. I listen to music in the shower every time.
And do you bring your phone in to
yes.
do? Yes. Yes. We're going to live because I see a large pile of blood. I'm locking the door and I'm calling 911.
I don't need to go see what's happening. I'm not an EMT. if there's that much blood loss, I can't help you.
Right. Not, well, and second of all, we're all going to get got because, and I think my son knows this, because I'm not good with blood, y'all. Okay. Like, I'm a nail tech, and I worked with a woman. I used to just cut people with those cuticle nippers.
Oh, all the time. I hate when they do that.
Doing over there, and everybody would say to, like, our manager, they'll go, you know, Alicia never cuts me. And my manager's like, yeah, people always comment how great you are with the nipper. I go, yeah, because I ain't dealing with blood. I'm not saying it has never happened to me.
No.
I'm saying it is so infrequent. Like, on one hand, in 13 years of doing nails, can I tell you it has happened to me.
But it shouldn't be that. It shouldn't be that to where you stand out because you don't cut people.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, I see that much blood loss, and I'm noping out of a situation immediately. I've seen enough Criminal Minds to know that some sort of artery's been
right. And okay. I'm not. And I'm not watched. Cellular, you cut that or your arm right there. The body pumps so many gallons of blood, and that artery right there is pumping so many gallons of blood. Yeah, nope. A towel's not going to work.
About how tasty the hint water is.
Is there just a hint of flavor?
Just a hint. Yeah, because I'm trying to increase my water and.
Good job.
So here we go.
Bottle number two.
Oh, number two. Technically, yeah, no, I think this is two. This might be three for the day. What I do, I'm real cheap with them. So what I do is it gets down to half, then I refill it with plain water. Then when it gets back down to a quarter, I refill it with more.
No, that's a good plan. I like that because you're kind of tricking your mind. Well, for me, it would have to be a trick because I don't like water. So I would have to be thinking that I'm drinking more flavored water. Mm. So I like where your head's at. So anyway, there's blood on the floor because... he just got rocked. This death was one of my favorites, actually.
Okay.
Not the death itself, because it was very weak, just stabbing the guy in the back, like, whatever. It was the coup de grace, the icing on top.
By the way, I don't think that was one of those adjustable base mattresses.
I was like, Jesus. He just folded a bed in half. That's cool, I guess. You just do that. Because I was like, I thought the same thing. I was like, that's not a Tempur-Pedic. Like,
by the way, guys, I have a Tempur-Pedic. If anybody's considering it, I highly suggest it.
We'll take a few dollars for that one, Tempur-Pedic.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Oh my God, we need to theme these theme products that go with the movie. But yeah, he folded him right in half. And I read that they originally didn't want that scene in there.
Oh, I don't know why. That was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. What does it say? Yeah, they folded him in the bed. And yeah, originally they didn't want that in the scene. And I think it went well with audience. It got the most reaction out of the screen test audience. So they kept it in. I'm like, dude, that was icing on the cake.
Well, thank God, because if they had given the character of Trey any more screen time, I might not have made it through the movie, y'all. I might not have made it. And we all know that was one of my problems with the Friday the 13th remake was that horrible douchebag boyfriend in the cabin.
You hated him so much.
I hated him. He was real. Well, because it was all the same problems. He thought he was better than he was. He thought too highly of himself, wasn't nice to the people. I just don't enjoy that energy.
Heard.
Yeah.
Which we may be having a guest on that has something to do with that movie in a little while.
Yeah.
Let's see.
If Blake said the words feng shui one more time. I don't think you know what feng shui is, but not even going to go there.
Blake. Wait, you don't know? Oh, no. You think
Blake didn't know. Blake didn't know. I work in spas. Trust me.
I don't know what feng shui is. But yeah.
I mean, I don't really understand it. And I got to tell you, I have a 2-year-old, so assume my house has zero feng shui.
Oh, yeah.
Unless they believe heavily in toys scattered amongst your floor in strategic locations, primed for you to trip over them. So Mondays are my, I keep the house clean every day, but there's one main chore a week. So Monday mornings are my floor mopping days. Mm. I pick up all the toys, I sweep, and I mop. And by 3 p.m. every Monday, I wonder why I have bothered. Today, after my son took all the goldfish crackers and threw them all over the floor, that's when I was I bothered this week. So, I know what feng shui means.
Blake
does not, and Lori 100% does not want him near her feng shui.
At all. I don't want him near mine.
No.
Ever. Then, let's see.
Now, how do you feel about the cop? How did you feel about Stubbos?
Stubbs. All right. Now you
very advantageous that he was doing his patrol the moment they come running and screaming out.
Oh, right. Okay. I was like, because I was looking at the trivia while I was watching, so I missed some of it. But yeah, I was like, wait, did somebody call the cops?
No, he was just driving.
I guess but when you're in Elm Street, you just patrol. For such occurrences.
I guess. I mean, you've had so many murders in your town throughout the
year. Cops are just driving around all the time.
Here's the thing, though. I guess that's something that they do in towns.
Like small ones?
Yeah. Yeah. I think you and I live in such larger areas that it probably happens where we are, too. But we don't think about it just because the cops in my area have to drive so much to go or come from the precinct. They don't know that I would consider driving around, but I'm sure it is what they're doing. I just don't think about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And that, I think that has more to do with the type of roadway. Because I do, I see, cops around, but I guess I don't think about it just because of the type of roadways. I never see them on my street, but I see them on the more major roads. But I guess, in a town like that, pretty much all the roads are leading in.
They're all going in.
I like the actor who plays Stubbs. I find him...
Oh, yes. He's in a lot of, he's one of those actors that you recognize, but I can't, remember his name when it comes down to it, but I know that he's in a lot of stuff. He's on, that's the dad character. Shit.
No.
Nope. See, I knew it. I was like, damn it, I'm gonna F this up.
Who did you think he was? He's in Murno. Do you want me to tell you what he's been in to help you?
Wait, who? Yes.
Okay, so... The big one that he's in currently is Riverdale.
That's okay. Yes, him. That's what I was going to. Okay. That's what I was talking about. That's who I thought it was. I was going to say he's in Riverdale. He's a dad on Riverdale. He's a good teen dad. I think he was in White Girls, wasn't he?
Wait, whose dad is he on Riverdale?
Veronica. No, not Veronica. Betty.
Betty. You're right. You're right. He's the killer.
Well,
see? Oh, spoilers for Riverdale.
Oh, my God.
So sorry, Jen. So sorry. Guessing you're only in season one? So, season two? Sorry. Sorry.
Wow.
Before you say things you should say, Alicia. Yeah, that show, and I'm not.
I didn't even know you watched the show, to be honest. I was like,
Because I got so confused when you said he was the dad, because I'm like, oh yeah, I guess so. But
yeah,
you know what he is. You're like, oh, no. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
It's all right. It's fine. I'm just going to drink.
Well, that's coming. That's for you soon. That twist. It's such definitely a good looking cast. I love Skeet. I love Skeet. He's the dad. He's the dad I want.
Wait, who?
Skeet Ulrich. He also. And I'm still on Riverdale.
Oh.
Because I had a scroll.
I'm going back. I'm trying to forget.
Because I had a scroll to see who Stubbs played in Riverdale, because you called him the dad, and I went down a rabbit hole. And because to be fair, so just so you know, he doesn't last too long in the cast after two.
Thanks.
He doesn't die. He don't.
Okay. Just shh.
He definitely doesn't die.
Well, that's I don't want to know. Okay, it's fine.
I'm just telling you, he's gonna be okay.
But even I like, me and my brother are so sensitive about spoilers. I'm like, I cannot enjoy a show if I know what's gonna happen. Even if I know a character's a lot, like I hate billboards when they're doing like, okay, oh.
See, so, and this was the show I knew him actually better from, was Scorpion.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's funny. My dad's friend was asking me if I had seen that. And I haven't. I have a friend who watched it faithfully. It's on my list of shows.
It's pretty good.
I've heard.
Spoilers. It's based on real stories.
Oh, no.
That's who he was. No, I was watching. You ever watch repeats and you can't place where somebody was? Have you ever watched Heart of Dixie? Also good shows. Now we're just on a CW.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay. So, yes. So, Officer Stubbs, I'm a big fan of his. I feel like he took control of the situation. This is my problem with Officer Stubbs. I understand he only moved to town. He says, like, he joined the force a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that apparently the way they ended Freddy was to take him out of people's
minds. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. People who are tasked with serving and protecting the community,
mm-hmm.
They need to know what has happened in said community.
Yes, they need to be up to date.
They can't do their jobs without that information. Just letting you know.
Yeah.
And...
So then he dies, and then, okay, so this part tripped me out, because they're at school, and she's like, oh my god, well, this is after the creepy dad scene, which I don't like the way he played that, because it was very creepy.
What do you mean?
It was after he tried to give the main girl, what's her name? Lori, which is funny, Lori, you know,
no,
Halloween.
You're jumping ahead.
Oh, that was after? Okay.
You're jumping ahead. So now Brett is on the porch with his dad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was getting ahead of that.
And him and the dad get got. You know you're in a dream sequence because you're like... At first, I was like, either this dad is super easygoing or he's being really respectful of the fact that his son's best friend was just murdered where he was. Like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then I'm like, oh, that's right. Okay, we're in a dream sequence.
Yeah. And then how Freddy's like, I don't have the energy yet. He, like, swipes at him.
Right. Then, thank God he got killed. Because, honestly, not for nothing, that's the best thing that could have happened to Brett. Because your best
going
friend...
going down a good path.
Your best friend gets murdered. You clearly have a drinking problem. And now your father's head has fallen off in your lap.
Into your lap.
your life is never getting better, John.
You've hit rock bottom. It's all downhill. It's like you're not coming back from that. There's no therapy. There's no nothing. No. But can we talk about how Jason killed him in such a violent manner, which is fine, with the machete? Like, I felt like he sliced the dad's head in half and also sliced him in half. Right. And then they're like, when they go to school the next day, and Kelly Rowland is like, they're saying it was suicide. That he took, what's his name's life, and then he took his dad's life and his own life. And I'm like, how do you pass off him being chopped in half as he took his own life?
Well, I just consider that, like, stupid rumors. This is what I took it as later in the movie, once you realize what the cops are trying to do.
Trying to cover up Freddy.
Right. So they're like, if we say it was this guy who did everything, the fear won't come back. Freddy won't have any power.
I guess it could kind of.
And to be fair, we are the only ones who saw who saw how he died. So from the cop's point of view, okay, let's just wrap up this body and call it a day.
Yeah. I guess it'd be hard to show that because it. Just watching it, and this wasn't my first time seeing it, but just hearing that line, I was like, really? Like, they tried to pass it. Because also, it's a small town, so I feel like you wouldn't really be able to keep that a secret. Because I'm sure that, I'm sure the cops weren't the ones who found him. It had to be a neighbor or somebody. So, I don't know how you would...
No, I'm fairly certain it was probably the cops, because... I would think you would have people at a minimum doing a loop patrol on those five children.
Well, and then, like you said, he was already patrolling the first time. So
It seems that patrols happen pretty frequently in that town. And also, if you think about it, it's really the children's fear that the parents are concerned about. So if one of the other adult neighbors were to find it, they would probably pretty easily go along with the story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which is interesting because you think about it, like, that had to be generations where it's like, we have to keep you, how long do you keep your child quiet before you tell them what happened?
Right.
Like, once you hit 18, then I tell you this was actually going on in this town. And do you pass that on to the new neighbors? You're like, here's some brownies, by the way. We're trying to keep a dream demon murder out of our kids' lives, so keep that a secret. Or I guess you just wouldn't tell the new neighbors. I don't know. That's a crazy thing to have to keep going for like 20 years.
Yeah, but to be fair, when you move into a new town, like I moved into my town, I didn't bother looking up the crimes that had previously happened here. So
I think that's something I'm going to start doing. I feel like I want to be informed. I want to know if there's a Jason or a Freddy situation happening. You're like, I don't want to know.
My biggest concern in my town is I've seen the way these people drive. They think stop signs are optional. I'm way more scared of them than I am of Jason or Freddy. I'm going to be honest.
They do that here, too. I can't even. I'm
way more scared of them than I am.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah. I think I'm a little too mouthy for a serial killer. Like, he just doesn't have the time for me.
Or he would just kill you immediately.
Yeah.
He'd be like, I can't. I read that Kelly Rowland actually liked making this movie. And, like, TV shows and her appearances, people keep trying to make her be like, oh, I'm so ashamed. And she's like, no, I had fun making it. It was a big hit. It was awesome. So I'm like,
well,
props to Kelly Rowland.
Other girls didn't like making it. I am very thankful that I do work in an industry where you have to work your way up, but that simply means that you do like a lot of pedicures.
Yeah.
For the first 2 years. Like, and like
gross
maybe
nails.
Not as much acrylic sets. And then you build your acrylic portfolio and you build your dip portfolio, you know, and you build your nail art portfolio. You don't have, in my industry, I don't have to take a role I'm not loving just to get my name on the board somewhere. And so my heart breaks for people that have to make that decision. And I'm very glad that I'm in an industry where I don't have to.
Yeah.
Yes, if I had to do some pedicures on some less than fabulous feet, of course. But, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different. It's different.
That's not in perpetuity on a screen where anyone can watch if it's something I didn't like.
Feel comfortable with.
Yeah. So now we go to the mental asylum.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta say, didn't love this part of the storyline. I guess I get it. I mean, please, they melded something like 9, 10, or 11 scripts together, so...
Oh, yeah.
It was there's... Yeah. But, I gotta say, I really... And I know it was the point, but first of all, it's against the law to administer medicine to a patient without telling the patient what that's for. So the fact that they were all giving everyone that Hyperol and not telling them what it was for is significantly against the law. It's...
Yeah. Good places do stuff like that. Like...
It bothers me on such a level. And... I feel like I don't understand what the reason for not telling them what it was for was. I guess that's more to my point. Like, oh, we're going to see if that helps with your dreams so that whatever's bothering you in your sleep is no longer there just didn't seem to be a reason. Because even when but when you find out what it does, there's no reason to not tell somebody.
Well, but that's the thing. Like, in these movies, those places are supposed to be a bad guy in itself. Like, that aside, like, those places are not supposed to be some place where you respect them. Like, it's supposed to be a horrible place.
And I guess that really bothers me. Because when you put a stigma like that on mental health issues in media, it deters people from getting the help that they need. Right or wrong, it has that impact. And I think as a society for people with mental health issues, we need to stop stigmatizing. I understand that it makes a good story, but there's a way to show somebody in a mental health facility and still show that place. Honestly, until in the Halloween remake, until those two horrible guards.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Loomis showed Michael a lot of compassion.
Oh, yeah.
That nurse was not rude or dismissive to him once. Even that janitor was kind.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. There's a way to show these types of places and show that, you know, there are people who have problems and not make it so horrible and not make it so stigmatized so that if people do need help, they can go get it. But also, I do understand the time frame that this movie was made in. The F word, and I don't mean fuck, was thrown around in this movie. I'm going to tell you right now, this would not fly. This would not make it to the screens.
No, well, they had a problem with it. Like, it was an on-screen improv. It wasn't in the script. Like, the directors didn't even want it in there, so.
Guess what? last week, I said something in this podcast that later, I was like, This isn't sounding as funny as I wanted it to sound. And while I was editing, I removed it. You can remove things in post. We've seen it done. We have things called blooper reels now. Why are there things called blooper reels? Because it got removed. It's not hard. It's not hard. If you don't want something, no. They said that after the fact when they got blowback for it. Because I don't believe for a second if there's something you don't want in that movie that you can't take it out. That's malarkey.
Well, as someone who, like, doing movies, it's a lot. And sometimes that one take, like, there was no way, like, if that was the best, and it sounds like, oh, that's stupid. I'm sure there were lots of takes. Sometimes there's only a good take, or maybe she kept saying it. I don't know. I'm just saying.
You can ADR things. You can ADR things.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's true.
We've seen horrible movies in which the entire movie was ADR. Yes. So it can happen. That's my point. And as a woman who is a big fan of all people, I do not like hearing any derogatory terms used. It really turns me off. And we all know I love a good curse. Mm-hmm. But I like a nice equal opportunity curse. A nice asshole, a nice shithead, a nice, even a bitch. It's an equal opportunity curse, honestly. And that's where I stand on that. So I don't even know how we got that to that end of the movie.
Yeah, that's pretty far ahead.
But,
This
is what I've learned is in this town, cops just walk into homes. That cop just moseyed on. There was not a knock to be found. And I feel really bad for Lori. Because she is about to go down a rabbit hole of not knowing who she can trust. And that's the worst thing ever.
Fear. Like, the thought of not having any, like, the cops can't, like, nobody being able to help you or not being able to trust anybody. That's so scary to me. That's terrifying.
Yeah. We're at the, we're now finally at the high school. I gotta be honest with you. My boyfriend gets killed a minute or two before. I'm taking the day.
It's just a day. It's just a small day.
Especially from high school.
Yeah.
Because I understand, like, sometimes things happen and you're like, you know what, because adults know how to act in that situation, right? And they would be like, if you showed up to work after that happened, your coworkers might be like, are you okay? And you'd be like, yeah, I really need to come and take my mind off of it.
Yeah.
And they would move it along and work would happen. That ain't happening in high school.
No, they're going to talk. Everybody's going to be talking about it.
The whole school. And then, not for nothing, but a murder just happened in your town. And once again, some idiot who thinks he's better than he is going to throw a keg.
In a cornfield. In a cornfield.
Now, I'm just going to say this. Kelly Rowland was the one pushing to go. And Jen, not to be a little bit, but I thought your people knew better than that. So
that's how you know it wasn't written for a black girl. Like, it was just written and then they happened to cast a black girl in it because, yeah.
Kelly Rowland did a wonderful job, but I was just like.
Oh, she did. Yeah.
Make this mistake.
You are absolutely 100% correct. Like, they would be lucky that we were still in town.
Yeah.
Like, Jen left, like, yesterday when she found out the news. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like, let's go party and get drunk and be on drugs in the in a cornfield. Like, no.
No.
No. Not doing it.
If somebody got you in a home
house
with walls and doors
and a phone.
And a phone. You know what I mean? Now we're just sitting ducks. Now we're just like begging the right. killer to come find us.
Right. So then drunk Gibbs, who's upset about her boyfriend, walks off by herself into the cornfield. I don't, can you explain, like, while I was watching it, I was like, you can't come at me as my dead boyfriend and get me to follow you. Freddie would have had a better shot coming at me as Freddie and asking me to come with him. That I might actually go, but my dead boyfriend asked me to go with him into the cornfield, and not even, like, him nice and like, still alive. No, his shit was still messed up. Like, his head was still turned the wrong way. I was like, there's no way I would be following him into a cornfield. Well,
to be fair, there's no way I would have followed Trey when he was alive, so...
Exactly.
Gibbs been making questionable decisions.
I'm just saying, Freddie...
Hats, Jesus Christ.
Freddie could have just came at me as himself, and then he would have had a better shot than coming at me as him.
Now, poor Winderman. What has he ever done to anybody?
Oh. Been alive.
But... when he talked back to Kelly Rowland's character, I was like,
yeah. Slow clap.
I'm here for it, buddy. Because, yes, was he being, like, a little, like, goofy in his approach to Lori? Sure, I'll give you goofy. But I never once found him...
unattractive, especially considering the douchebag she was dating. Like, yeah. Okay. He was polite, caring.
That's what I would say. He didn't come over. If he had been coming over in a smarmy way, in a creepy way, I could understand your friend being rude and wanting to protect you from that. But he seemed very sweet, very caring. I mean, he literally dies on that tree for Kelly Rowland's character. He's like, which ends up to be pointless because she got you. And I'm sorry, but once again, where are the parents in this town?
You know, we're so worried we're covering all this up, but we're going to just let our kids go party.
Because I guess at least the screen town... they instilled a curfew. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. They were trying, at the minimum, they were not letting their kids party in cornfield.
No. That's the part I can't get over. A cornfield is one of the scariest situations I can imagine. Because you can't see anything coming at you. You can't. You have no 360 vision. Like, you have no idea. You don't know where the end is. You don't know where the beginning is. Cornfields are absolutely terrifying.
No.
Absolutely terrifying. They're not good for people who are aware of their surroundings.
This is funny. So this year we went apple picking and there's a cornfield and my friend was like, are we going to do the cornfield? And I'm like, sure. And the reason I said yes to this is because I looked up and this year, to keep it moving due to COVID, they introduced a trivia aspect. So you answered a question and it told you which way to go.
Oh.
So you weren't getting lost because I hate that feeling. Yeah. My friend was like, oh, I mean, it was fun, but not as much fun as last year. I love getting lost. I'm like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
With very different people.
Yeah, no. Don't like that lost feeling. I'm good on that.
It was funny because she said, she's like, yeah. So it used to take us like an hour or something. And it said like average time, 28 to 45 minutes for the maze. I was like, we will be done in less than 28 minutes. I'm answering every one of these questions correctly. And we hit the 26-minute mark as we were, like, out the maze.
Yeah, you did. You're like, we're not doing that.
So now Will comes to the party to save her.
Yeah.
I just want to say, I just love that actor. I just love you, Jason Ritter.
I've seen him karaoke before. He came to the bar where I used to karaoke once. Yeah.
Is he good?
Yeah, he was good.
Good. I love it. I love it. Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I just loved him. Did you watch Parenthood?
No.
Okay. He's in Parenthood, and he is very good.
I like him. No, everything that I've seen him, yeah. I like
him. There was
even, I loved his dad.
There's even this little-known show with him and Alexis Bledel, and it was actually canceled before it ever aired, but you can watch it for free on Pluto. I want to say Pluto. Might have been Tubi. And it was a star. It was very fun. It was stupid. It was silly.
Can we get a name?
I really
have. I mean, if you're going to hype it up, I need to know what it's called.
True, true, true. I'm assuming it'll be on his IMDb.
We can only hope.
His wife is very pretty. I totally forgot. He did this show. Oh, it might not be on here. Hold on. Us and Them. And it was very cute. He's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Wasn't he in that show called The Event or something?
I don't know. I'm scrolling and it's taking me.
He's doing a lot of stuff.
He was in The Wicker Man.
Oh, we're doing that one.
Oh, we absolutely are. I just always forget he's in it. Okay, so party happens. More.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, we're really diving into this one.
I loved the special effects of Jason on fire. Thought those were
good. Oh, yeah.
Come on. A flaming machete through the chest. I mean,
listen, amazing.
If I'm going to die, I want to go out. If
like I'm a G. Like,
horrifically, flaming machete through the chest. That's like, a story for the...
That's game. Badass. Like, yes. Like you're definitely yes. getting into heaven because it's like, well, I got a flaming machete through my chest.
Right.
Like, you, like that's super badass. But my other favorite death happened before that is when they're making fun of Jason and he just flips old boy's head around.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, oh, all right. Well...
But at first, I didn't see that the guy had the flame. So he throws Everclear. And I'm like, you think a little vodka is going to deter a man who just turned red? Because I didn't see the flame. And then I see him light him. I'm like,
okay.
Homeboy had a plan.
He had a plan. Okay, I got it's you.
It's a pretty decent plan if you don't know who Jason is. If you think a regular human, that's an amazing plan, actually.
Not gonna lie, even if I knew who Jason was, I'm still gonna try fire. I will always try fire.
Like, the fact that he paused for a minute,
yeah.
You're like, well, that kind of makes sense if you, so if you knew who Jason was, you're gonna try it, you're still immediately gonna run, because you know that's only gonna slow him.
Right, we're not stopping.
But anything. He's like, he stands there for a minute like, this should be having more of an impact on this individual.
And then why is he not screaming?
Yeah, and then he's like, oh shit, gotta bounce from this. So, Will then tells Lori goes home, and now her dad wants her to take some weird ass pills, which is what you literally jumped to way before. So
I did.
Back up.
I told you I was like excited about reading the trivia, so I was like looking up and paying attention, and then yeah, so I got a little mixed up. But he doesn't actually even tell her about her dad. He says like he starts to tell her, and then he gets cut off. So she's like, "What are you?" He didn't actually get to tell her what he saw or what he thought he saw.
No, he did.
No.
Yeah, he says, I was climbing up your this is why I was institutionalized. I was climbing up your window.
But then he's like, and I saw, like, I played it.
He says, I saw your dad stand. They flash forward to it.
No, I know that they did the flashback, but at that point... He starts to tell her, and then Kelly comes in and interrupts because he gets cut off. And I don't know if
he gets cut off there in the, I'm sorry, I flash forward to the truck right before the dad pulls her out.
Yes, yeah,
he finally tells her in the
That's
truck.
That's when it, yes. yes.
Okay, yes. sorry, okay, we were still on two different parts. Yes.
So at this point, she still doesn't know.
Right.
she goes home to the dad. She doesn't know that he's like suspect, and he's offering her the creepy drink. Yeah.
Yeah.
That creeped me out. I was like, he's doing this a little bit creepy because it kind of bothers me when the character becomes creepy after we know something about them. I'm like, that's kind of cheating.
She's in the truck with Will, and now dad tries to kill Will, and now he's trying to throw, and he couldn't get her to take him in the orange juice, and now he's just going to throw them down her throat. I once again, gotta love Stubbs. He's like, dude, no, this is Jason or somebody replicating Jason. I don't know why, but he absolutely is. And the cop's like, no, we know what this is. No!
No!
No, you don't!
No. No.
What the most interesting group of people they have assembled as their final group, though.
Okay, wait, sorry. We have to rewind because this is something that we addressed even in the theaters. When I was like a kid, like, what year was this? Wait a minute. This was 2003. So I was 20 years old. But it's me, my dad, my brother, we're in the theater. So first of all, people died on the porch. Now you've seen a lot of your friends slaughtered in a cornfield. Like, this wasn't hearsay. We were at a cornfield. We saw a bunch of people die. Let's just drive home and drop people off and go to bed. And we were like, who does that? Like, how do you you just saw a killer in a cornfield that's in your town, and now you're just going to, and they're like, call me later. Yeah, okay, get home safe. And it's just like, how do you just go home after that? Like, there's literally a killer in your town, and you're just going to go home and go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. See you later. Get home safe. Can I? Because there's a serial killer out there.
Yeah, I mean, New York City said the summer of Sam, like, nobody slept. Like, nobody slept. Like, they all talk about it. So whoever was alive during that, they will say, worst year of my life, didn't sleep at all. Like,
right.
Right.
That's the appropriate response. Not, let's all get in the van and then we'll just drop Kelly Rowland off and be like, well, girl, see you later. Sucks right. Our friends died. Okay, bye. Like, who? It was such a, we were cracking up though in the theater. Like, we thought that was so funny because we were like, yeah, that's what you're going to do. Just go home and then go to sleep and pretend like you didn't just see friends set on fire with machetes.
Now, I have to say, at this point, I'm just ready for Jason and Freddy to get into it together.
Yes. Yes.
I feel like we took a little too long to get there. So now we're in this weird room and we've got the weirdest Scooby gang assembled. We've got Lori. We've got Kelly Rowland's character. We've got Will. We've got
the budget Silent Bob.
We've got Winderman. And we've got the world's weirdest stoner. Not that he's weird. I just don't. Oh. I didn't see him talking to anyone this entire
movie. No, he just joined in the group.
Suddenly, he's part of the Scooby Gang.
All of a sudden,
Stubbs is walking through. And at some point, even if they went to all go get the hyper roll together, wouldn't the cop say, perhaps we don't take the kid who's so high as a fucking kite, he couldn't keep his eyes open to eat, like, just not the person. Listen, I have nothing against smoking a little weed. What I'm saying is if I'm going to a medical facility to break in and procure narcotics of some sort to fight a murderer, the dude who's so stoned I'm not entirely sure he knows his own name is not coming on the mission with me.
No,
you're not on my A team.
Okay. Okay, you're not going with, because you always need bait, you always need a distraction, you always need someone that can get got. So you can be on my team in that aspect. If you're not going to be A-team, like you said, then I can see bringing him on and being like, okay, we can throw him when Freddy comes or whoever, Jason, throw him at the monster.
See, the problem is that these people, unlike the other Freddy movies, these people have not done enough research about whom they're going up against.
Right. There actually wasn't a research scene in this.
So they don't really know. I agree with you. Bait would be a great idea if you're not going up against a guy who can manipulate you to start taking all the drugs.
That's true. Yep. And he did. He came at him as the freaking Alice in Wonderland caterpillar.
I loved it.
Oh.
It was great.
It was so fucking weird and awesome. I love that scene. Because you're like, what is this? And he pulls out the bong and you're like, oh, that's Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Very nice. So now Lori realizes, let's take Jason to his grounds. Here's the thing. Great scene. Love the fight scene between Jason and Freddy. I think once Jason and Freddy, once Lori wakes up and Jason and Freddy are going at it, the movie should have allowed for those four to get away.
Yeah.
And let it just
play out.
Jason and Freddy. Because the whole thing is, and there's been some debate about who won, and the man who played Jason goes, well, I won. He didn't have a head. No, technically, Lori won. She lopped off that head.
Yeah, right. And also, it's Freddy's.
Lori versus Freddy.
And Freddy winked, so that doesn't really mean anything. He's still alive. Right. But of course he's going to say he won.
Right. But I'm just saying, I think if we're going to have a movie titled Freddy vs. Jason, once Freddy and Jason are fighting, nobody else needs to be there.
Yeah, that's fair. But it was nice to see Jason get rocked a little bit, because he's usually the biggest, toughest guy. Like, the way he, like, the girl in the beginning, even though it was his dream, how he just macheted her into the tree, and like he's just able to rock everybody.
That was homage to the first movie.
Yeah. But it's just that he gets to rock everybody in these crazy ways, and to see him get tossed around by like the cement thing and then get speared by the rebars. Is that what they're called? Rebars?
Yeah.
I was like, that's kind of cool, because he's usually the one delivering that amount of damage.
Yeah.
And the pinball scene where he's like flipping Jason around like a pinball machine. I thought that was funny. I was amused. I like pinball machines.
Well, and that's why Lori said, she's like, if we leave him in Freddy's world, Freddy will never stop coming. Jason will die.
Yeah.
Goes, but if we give Jason a fighting chance, Jason will stay at Camp Crystal Lake, which is true.
I thought it was an interesting coincidence, because both these movies were made separately, that Freddy's enemy, his death, quote unquote, was fire, and Jason's was water. Like, I kind of liked how they were able to make that a thing. Like, they tried to, and I just thought it was cool. It was like, oh yeah, Jason died by water, Freddy died by fire. It was kind of, I thought it was very poetically done.
I mean, once again, because we've said this before, we don't like when these killers get humanity, right?
Right.
Poor Jason at the camp.
Yeah. And they did pull out him being afraid of water. Like, he was never afraid of water. Right. That part I didn't necessarily like. I did like that they said that he died by water and Freddy died by fire. How can we use that? But him just all of a sudden being afraid of water did seem weird, because it was like, he's dealt with water before and this has never been a thing. And it does humanize him towards like, oh, he's got a fear. Like, that's... So I hear what you're saying.
Any final thoughts that we didn't cover? Because we have gotten to the end of Lori cutting off heads. So
I like that they named her Lori, and I was wondering if that was an homage to Halloween, because Michael, it was originally supposed to be Michael Myers versus Jason, but they decided they were too similar.
And yeah.
It would be boring. So they did Freddy versus Jason, which they asked Rob Zombie to do this movie, and he declined. And I am so
glad and
happy that he declined, yes, because that would have been a totally different movie. Like that whole scene in the cornfield where like he's just kissing on her neck would have been completely vulgar and just like, ugh. I am, like, when I read that, my heart just...
Yeah, I was like, God. By the way, 300 gallons of fake blood.
Yes, 300 gallons. I read that, too. And a little fun fact. Oh,
so Brad Renfro was originally cast as Will, not Jason Ritter, but then he passed on it.
And then, like,
I guess maybe he was like, listen, I can't do another horror movie because he did. Well, I mean, I guess The Client you would consider. I mean, to me, that's horrifying, but I guess you would consider that drama. But he did do Apt Pupil. He did Informers. He did The Jacket.
They had C.J. Graham to do Jason, and he had played Jason before, but they didn't ask Kane. They didn't ask Kane to do it, who had been playing Jason, and he'd rejected the role out of respect for Kane. He was like, if you're not asking him to do it, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
I'm not taking his spot in that, which was kind of, that's kind of cool that they, like, have that code.
Ooh, this is very sad. Rest in peace, Brad Renfro.
Wait, what?
Brad Renfro passed away in 2008.
What?
So. Oh, poor guy. Really, really glad I didn't say anything about Brad Renfro before.
Yeah.
Learning that information. Oh.
That's unfortunate.
Taken before his due. That's
25. He was 25. That's crazy.
But honestly, that's really when your window starts closing. So, no, I'm kidding.
Our windows are already closed. I don't even know how we're making this show right now. let's see. So I was trying to keep a count. This count may be completely inaccurate because, like I said, I was looking at trivia and watching the movie. So I may have missed something. But by my count, and again, anybody, welcome to... I was trying to re-look to count. By my count, Freddy only got one kill in this movie. And Jason had, like, eight. Like, Freddy only kills one person. And if that's not true, I tried to rewatch. Because I was like, by my count, I think he's only killed one person. Jason kills everybody else. It's kind of weird. I'm like, Freddy should have split up the spoils a little bit better. Because he doesn't kill Kelly Rowland. Freddy kills the friend with the when he
that's
burns him with the
I was thinking, yes.
That's his only kill in the whole movie. Which is kind of interesting. Cause you'd think that, especially now, like they could have done more interesting kills with Freddy and his abilities.
Does he also kill the stoner? Jason kills the stoner?
No, Jason kills the stoner because Freddy's in the stoner's body, but Jason cuts him in half. So that's a Jason kill. Freddy has, like, no kills in this movie.
Damn. Just funny since you got top villain, but...
Right, right. And, like, he didn't split that up very well. He should have been, like, one for you, one for me, one for...
That's the whole point is Freddy.
Right, he was getting pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, he's taking my kills.
Especially Gib. He's like, she was 7-7.
Yeah, he's really mad about that. Because he did. He had her right there. And then she just... So he kills both of the... Jason gets most of the kills. So if we're going by kills, Jason wins. I love Robert Englund's facial expressions. Like,
I do.
Oh, my God. He nails them every time. Like, he does scared. He does, like, angry. His facial expressions are
and
amazing.
And I have to say, even Burned, very attractive man.
I mean, I don't want to sound like a weirdo.
But no.
No.
He has a great facial shape.
He does.
The makeup just sits very nicely
it
on
does.
It.
Does. He, yeah.
And without the makeup, very, very.
Oh, I think he's very attractive.
Very funnily, the guy who played Jason had to get dental work during the movie. He didn't have time to sit in the makeup chair twice in one day. So he went to the dentist made up of Jason under the mask. And I guess they didn't realize he was doing the movie. So they thought for a minute he was a killer. Like, they were about to call 911. He's like, I'm sorry. Funny story.
I'm playing Jason.
And this was the first... Well, also, the why this story makes more sense. It's the first one not filmed in the States. Mm. It's not entirely filmed in the States.
Oh.
So I think that makes more sense. Like, people in, like, L.A.
L.A., yeah, you
would have probably been used to that, whereas, like, right. another area would be, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, an L.A. receptionist, that. Like, oh, this is a Tuesday. Oh, you're my Tuesday serial movie killer. Great.
Right, okay.
I got you.
And then,
though, that Freddy's teeth.
They were jacked up. They were jacked up like they've never been before.
Okay,
like,
thank you.
They were super pointy. I was like, what's happening there? Like, why have we done this with his teeth?
He's been needing new things to file since nobody's scared
like,
of him.
Eh.
Yeah.
His face. So speaking
he's
of his face.
His teeth with the wrong.
With his claws. Hair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. His facial expression when he finds the tanks and he cuts that one tank and it flies at Jason, his eyes light up like a child. I was so amused by it. I thought it was so hilarious. He was like, oh yeah. And he just starts chopping off the things. I was like, I love Robert Englund. Just his face. Again, facial expression, just amazing. And I love that they both got by their own weapons.
Yes.
He stabs Jason with his machete. And in the end, Jason gets him, which super exaggerated, obviously, but his claws just go right through his chest, and you're like, oh, poetic justice.
Yeah.
And it all ends with, like, the fire and water scene of, like, the fire around, but the water, they're at the lake, so there's water. I love this movie.
Yeah, I can't say enough about it. I enjoyed it thoroughly, more than I honestly thought I was going to, because I feel like some of them got a little hokey there.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think it was a good bring back to the basics for both of them. Oh, another director. Sorry, I wanted to say this. Another director they asked was Peter Jackson.
I saw that.
Which would have been interesting. Peter Jackson is a very interesting. Have you seen Dead Alive?
No.
Oh my God. Okay, if we can find that. That movie is insane.
Would you like to spoil a little bit of that for me to get me back for Riverdale?
No.
I feel real bad. So, Jen, from now on, if a show came out in 2017, I just want to say this.
You don't have to get into the mic to say it. I understand.
Please let me know, because you're like, oh, he's from Riverdale. You said it like you've seen the whole series.
But I see, all you have to see is season one. That doesn't mean, okay, it's fine. It's fine, like I said.
But I feel really bad.
It's okay. This is part of the industry we're in. Spoilers happen. It's okay.
I know, but I don't like doing that to people. I try to be mindful.
I feel you.
I'm a nice person.
I feel you.
Regardless those internet chat rooms say about me.
I'll stop the rumors. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not you. It's my 2-year-old. Mommy refused to let me have 7 cookies for lunch today.
Oh, you monster. If it makes you feel any better, I may have seen, like, I'm so behind that I may have known that already. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
But so if that makes you feel better, I may have known that already. I just don't remember.
Ooh.
Or I didn't know. Either way, it's fine.
My poor husband. I hear him vacuum. Yeah.
One more random trivia was this was the highest budget for Friday the 13th at 25 of any of the Friday the 13th.
25 million. Right?
Yeah, 25 million. Not Nightmare on Elm Street, but for Friday the 13th, this was high at 25 million. Which you could see that because those movies were so like basic, and you could see how Nightmare on Elm Street is more special effects heavy.
Right.
Whereas Friday the 13th is just
basically... They spent 20 mil on the fake blood alone.
Oh, God, yeah, 300 gallons? I can't even... I don't even know how much that would cost. So we started, just so everyone knows, we're on YouTube now. There's not really visuals to our podcast yet. Maybe one day we'll decide to get pretty and do a visual to it, but for now, it's just the audio. But the fun thing about following us on YouTube is we have playlists of fun stuff that we find. So like while I was going through the trivia, I saw that during the Freddy versus Jason promos, they had a weigh-in, like a real Vegas fight weigh-in for Freddy versus Jason. So I looked it up. It's a fun video. It's the announcer that does like the whole boxing matches and everything. And it's a fun video. So that's the kind of stuff we'll have on our playlist on YouTube as well. So,
okay. So Real Creations Original Blood for 1 gallon costs $120. I'm going to go ahead and say they got a wholesale rate. So I'm going to take that down to $60 a gallon because wholesale is usually 40 to 50% off. So 300 times 60. That brings us to 18,000 spent on fake blood. Not horrible.
That's not even a fraction. It's fine.
That's fine.
But yeah, so I've shared that on our playlist on YouTube. So check out our YouTube for other videos and things that are fun. I also posted, because they originally went, like I said, wanted Michael versus Jason. There's a fan-made Michael versus Jason video, which I will also post on our fun stuff playlist, because we'll find cool stuff and post it there. So it's worth following us on YouTube.
Yes, and with the holidays coming up, we might show you how to make some fun holiday cocktails, because, you know, Jen and I like to drink while we talk about these things.
Little drinky winkies.
I really... And just the other day, just because we were talking about, when we were talking to Joe Russo and he had mentioned Gremlins 2, I immediately had to watch it. And I just can't wait till we talk about it on the pod. If you have not watched Gremlins 2,
that's one of the few movies.
It is such a warm blanket of happiness.
I love that movie.
And if you're a New Yorker, it's just... It's so hysterical. Listen, when a gremlin becomes a New York City statue, you've got to love it, okay? I don't know what else to tell you.
And that whole situation is hilarious. Like, the guy is fighting him, like, in the cement. That whole movie is just brilliant.
It's fantastic.
That's one of the few where I like the sequel more than the original. Like, I'll watch the first one. And I like it, but Gremlins 2 has just a special...
See, I love the first one, but I find the second one much more campy.
Right.
And therefore much more fun. Like, right. When I want something I have zero desire to take seriously, I'm like, Gremlins 2. Yeah. Come on. We're gonna have a scene where Gremlins start singing New York, New York.
Oh.
I need to. Can't wait.
And then you have like the personality, intelligent gremlin, and like my favorite is the little crazy one who like his eyes don't even like can't even see straight. And they're just
So Key and Peele did a great sketch about all of it. And Jen will upload that to our funny videos.
Our YouTube
too, on our
playlist, yes.
On our YouTube playlist, because I just think, especially with the holidays coming up, just Gremlins fun.
Which, by the way, we have some fun holiday stuff.
Speaking of holidays that are coming up, we're doing it, guys. We're watching Thanksgiving next week. Yes. And will he be, he's joining us for that?
Yes.
Yes. So actually, you might get a little video of that because Jen and I tend to like to look good when we have guests. So
let's take a couple clips of that for the YouTube.
Jen, now have you watched Thanksgiving yet?
I have not, so I'm excited.
I have not either. So very excited for this. It looks like it's just going to be campy, fantastic.
I feel like it's the start of this genre. I feel like because this was so long ago, and I'll tell you guys how I know the writer director guy of the movie, but I feel like it was the start of this genre where they're just being as silly as possible. Velociraptor, yeah, Killer Pinata, which by the way, Killer Pinata production studio followed us on Instagram.
Love it. We're very popular. My favorite of all the cheesy, I would call them sci-fi, that sci-fi, the series, the channel makes, has to be the Mega Python vs. Giant Croc with Tiffany and Debbie Gibson. Oh, if you have not seen that and you are an 80s child and you want some Tiffany vs. Debbie Gibson nostalgia, do yourself a favor and just, I'm going to look up that I have the right movie for you, the right title for you. I'm almost entirely positive I do.
And at some point, I would like us to watch this.
Versus Gator Roid. She also has starred in such wonderful features as Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus, Mega Shark versus Mecha Shark.
I heard of that, yep.
Soul Keeper. And then she, it looks like she's been in some actual real things as well. But she's fantastic in them, and I dare any of you to watch them and tell me I'm wrong. Do it. Watch it and tell me I'm wrong.
I love those. Lavalantula, yeah. Sharknado. Me and my dad watched all the Sharknados. So fun.
Zombievers,
yes. Because they all know what they are. They're not trying to be anything else. It's just stupid. Oh, there was another one. Oh my god, what was it called? Llama Apocalypse or something? Where it's a llama from space. These movies just don't end. But I think Thanksgiving was like part of the first wave of that genre of just absolutely off the wall. Me too.
Jen, let's quick remind them where they can find us.
Oh god, where can't they find us? They can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's all horror in heels. Horror in, letter in, heels. Not in, as in the opposite of out. Right. The letter in. Because some people have been confused by that.
We're sorry for the confusion. one place you can't find us is OnlyFans.
We're not there yet. I mean, you know, aspirations.
Aspirations.
You do horror-themed ones. Let us know how you feel about that. Would you pay for it? Because, kidding. No. I would never.
Actually, I had a client once, and she is a foot fetish model, and she was quite happy in her line of work. And I say whatever line of work you choose, if you are happy and you're not hurting anyone,
go for it.
Have fun. I wear a full parka to the beach because I like to keep everything in. So that's my level of comfort of people seeing me. Hey, if you have that fantastic self-confidence and
go for it.
I will happily, though, if people are interested in watching Alicia bake a cookie or make a drink. Right?
I'm like, what kind of innocent OnlyFans can I have? Like, they have OnlyFans where they watch you eat, and I'm like, I could do that. Like, you want to see me eat a pizza? Yeah.
If somebody wants to pay to watch me eat.
Right?
I am the person
us know. Email us.
I didn't know that was a thing. Wait.
Yes.
Talk to me more about this whole eating.
OnlyFans is for like all kinds of fetishes. So you can find someone who will not only pay to watch you eat, but pay for the food that you eat. So.
Sorry. I take this back. If anybody is interested.
That's going to be part of our Patreon.
To watch me eat while fully clothed. Once again.
Oh, no, it doesn't sound even freaky. Not freaky. It's just them eating. And I'm like, but that'll be part of our Patreon. That'll be part of the exclusive content.
The exclusive content.
Will be us eating.
Oh.
So be excited for that. That's going to come eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, golly. All right.
Okay.
I think we're done.
We've done it. Another hour and 30 minutes of life.
Oh, man.
As always, have a great night. Bye.
GIF. Later.